Blog Talk Radio.
Suede on the inside, candy paint, candy paint. I ain't gotta tell you what the rims look like. Look, I'm dripping wood like a motherfucker. She asked me, can a friend ride? Kelly wanna have a drink, and Shawnee wanna pop pills all night. Look, don't be fucking with my tape deck. You gon' listen to this Marvin, you gon' listen to this Bloodstone. Oh, y'all niggas want that bare white. Well, I don't really fuck with that right there. I can make a nigga act up right there. We're gonna get your rocks off, boo.
No, I don't really do all that, but yeah, more for you.
Come on, yes, I'm far from a pimp, but I'm close to you. You're fucking with an old soul, twice removed. My pops used to work up on them fighter jets. And maybe that's the reason I be through. Yes, now, who the fuck called me a player? I ain't one of these young niggas out here sweating for a pay stub. I'm a coach. I'ma teach these bitches how to lay up. Now, most of y'all can't do shit. But all my chicks cook grits, and roll a spliff at the same damn time. You ain't lived long enough to have a bitch this fine. Now if you don't mind, if I call you a bitch, it's cause you're my bitch. And as long as someone else call you a bitch, then there won't be no problems. Now if I call you a trick, it's cause you paid rent. And as long as you don't call up to six, then there won't be no problems. Walk with me now. She with it, she with it. Keep it 300, I ain't even gotta hit it. She with it, she with it. All she wanna do is watch a real nigga winning, nigga. She with it, she with it. Look me in my eye, there'll be no sin. She with it, she with it. Got a whole lot of women, all of them with it. Yes, Lord. My mama said don't trust these hoes, boy, be about your loot.
True story.
Now my mama told me that, why the fuck would I listen to you?
Yes, Lord.
You never go broke chasing riches, but you might go broke chasing every little stank ass hoe with a tongue piercing. Now, if I call you a bitch, it's cause you're my bitch. And as long as someone else call you a bitch, then there won't be no problems. Now, if I call you a trick, it's cause you paid rent. And as long as you don't call up to six, then there won't be no problems. Walk with me now. She with it, she with it. She keep it 300, I ain't even gotta hit it, nigga. She with it, she with it. All she wanna do is watch a real nigga winning, nigga. She with it, she with it. Look me in my eye, there'll be no sin. She with it, she with it. Got a whole lot of women, all of them with it.
Yes, Lord.
What's happening? It's your homeboy TTB, Tone the Bishop, man, live and direct. You know what I'm saying? So it's Wednesday, September 23rd. You know what I'm saying? So we rocking, but today we're gonna be rocking with an underground artist. You know what I'm saying? That's on the come up, making a lot of noise. You know what I'm saying? Straight out of Philly. You know what I'm saying? Poe. You know what I'm saying? Poe. You know what I mean? So we just finna go into it. You know what I'm saying? See what's cooking with the homie. You know what I'm saying? And I see what's up. What's good, Pose? What's good with you, bro?
Yeah, what's popping? What's going on?
Man, what's up, man? I hear you making a lot of noise out there in them streets, dog.
Yeah, man. Trying to pound the ground with this, with these lyrics, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, shout out,
work,
man.
Basically. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Man, so how long you been, you know what I'm saying, doing the music, though?
Oh, man, I've been running music, man. I probably was doing music in the womb, man. Like, I can't even find no beginning and no ending to it. It's just been in me. Always going to be in me. Feel me?
Word, man. That's what's up, man. So, like, what kind of artist was you listening to, you know what I'm saying, before, you know what I'm saying, you wanted to do this, like, professionally?
I listen to everybody, man. Everybody that was popping, man, like, sort of grew up in the Jay-Z era, so it's like, you know what I'm saying, like, a lot of old, I was banging a lot of, like, you know, a little 50, like, growing up, I was banging a lot of them boys, and I was just like, damn, I would listen to they joint and try to write a joint better than they joint to their own beat, like, that's how that
right.
started, like, I'll take it outside and start paneling niggas with it, like, yo, listen to this, like, you know what I mean? That's how that shit really got into me all crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like the competitive part of it, you feel me?
Right, right. Feel that, man. I definitely feel that. But you know what I'm saying? You coming out of Philly, man, so you know, a lot of dope artists came out of Philly. So, like, what's going to make, you know what I'm saying, Poe stay out, man? You know what I'm saying? Make him stick out than everybody else that came through.
Oh, man. It's a diversity thing, man, because, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody ain't the same type of raindrop. You feel me? Like, this raindrop right here is going to be crazy, man. This thing is definitely going, like, it's definitely going to be different than anybody else, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to line up a lot of shit, man, especially dealing with this music, man, dealing with, you know, like, relationships in the music game and all that shit, man. That shit is real important, man. So, like, that's what they're going to see a mixture of poles, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Once I hit the sky, man, that shit just going to take off, man. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Ain't no telling. Like, you feel me? These guys stay tuned. Like, you dig me?
Sure enough, man. So, actually, like, how many mixtapes or albums you have out, like, that folks can, like, really check out?
Damn, I got BRDR, the mixtape. I got Hangover mixtape. And I got a couple of mixtapes. Like, those are probably the main two right now that I'm thinking about. Like, those are, like, my latest joints. I'm coming back. I tried to fall back off the mixtape a little bit. But
right.
Them joints definitely, like, my Hangover mixtape is hosted by D-Block. So, like, that was my real, like, you know, entry into this joint where it go. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got a live DJ scratching my shit all up on the joint. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I feel as though I made my real mixtape. Like, my first mixtape was BRDR. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And that thing banged too, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, joints be having hits from there, man. You just got to check them out, man. Y'all can go hit BRDR polls and y'all Google search or, like, you know what I'm saying, go to SoundCloud anywhere. That shit pop up, man. That shit is out there. This thing and the Hangover, of course, Hangover pose. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit definitely popped too, man.
Cool, man. That's what's up, man. So, like, you know what I'm saying? You pretty much doing your thing, man. So, like, is you going to choose to stay, like, independent, or are you looking for a major?
Damn. You know what? It's all a hustle, though, Tone. At the end of the day, man, it's all a hustle, man. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, I'd rather get that solo money, but if I gotta use a connect to get more money, then I'd do that too, like, you know what I'm saying? But right now all that shit coming to home base, which is needed. But at the end of the day, you know, like, you always gotta link up with niggas and get money with different niggas in order to see a higher, you know what I'm saying, see a higher flex.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? So, like, it ain't out the question to be signing, but I'm gonna try to do it the most independent way I can, man. But I ain't no hater. Like, now see, I get paid for everybody. Like, they about that bread. Like, we get to it. You know what I mean?
Right. Sure enough, man. That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, maybe, you know what I'm saying, something that can fit the situation. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's basically what is it at. So, like, how did you come up with your name, though?
Paul. That shit been with me, man. I was going to school with that name, man, writing that shit all on the wall. But basically, it came from being out in the street, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and everybody being together, we little kids, like, you know what I mean? Niggas like, man, I be pushing that weight. Like, you know what I'm saying? We was in the street back then, so back then it was real different for me when this name came about because I was, like, in a real grimy part of my life, you know. You know, I used to be known as Push OZs, man, because, like, that's what I did. Like, I was pushing real OZs. Like, I was pushing ounces. So, like, I never had it, like, Nick Dime and all that. Like, everybody had the Nick Dime. Like, what? Well, I pushed the OZ. You feel me? So, like,
right,
that shit stuck with me. Like, it was, like, Push OZs easy. Like, and I just abbreviated it as Pose because that was my saying. Like, I push OZs easy. Like, that's what I do, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's why I used to always talk, like, and I just abbreviated that shit, like, niggas, pose, man, just push those Z's. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how the name really came about. It was really from the streets, man. Street gave me that name, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't really pick a name, you feel me? I got to be that, you feel me? Like, that's what everybody called me, like, oh, Po. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody, Fiends called me Po. Everybody called me Po. Like, yo, Po. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody. So it's like, that shit, like, the street really gave me that. For me saying that, for me being about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel as though, like, niggas should wake up one morning and call themselves MC whatever. You feel me? Like, I think that shit should just be, like, what you are, who you are, who you were. You know what I'm saying? Like, it gotta represent you, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's one thing about Philly. Philly niggas, like, their names sort of, like, represent a little where they at or what they about, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. That's what's up, yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? So your name is official, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what's up, man.
Yeah.
So that was cracking, man. So, man, tell us about this Empire joint that you sent, man, that I'm going to spend, like, in a minute.
Oh, that was good looking, man. Yeah, that thing crazy, man. I tried to come up with I think the street need an anthem, man. I think these niggas need to pick me up. Like, I mean, basically, like, that's what that shit is. Like, it's like, whatever, everybody that's striving to do something, man, striving to be something, man, that's the first thing that they think in their head, man. Like, man, I'm gonna build an empire on these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Like, before you even get into it, that's the initial thought that you have in your head. And that's what does it. So I brought that to life. I'm like, man, let me bring this to life, because this is how I really feel in this moment. And then, like, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, in the we was in the studio and the beat was popping, man. I think I first came up with that song, I was sitting in Batcave with a couple heads, like, you know what I'm saying? We was just sitting there vibing to that shit, and I'm just like, damn, like, I just started saying the hook over and over, like, because that shit was just going with them. I'm like, empire on them, because, like, that's how I really was feeling at the time. Cause I'm like, man, I'm going to build my empire, thinking of all y'all motherfuckers in this building. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm like, fuck this shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was really, like, coming off of, like, a real true reality thing, man. That's why I think people probably feel that joint, man, because that's what that shit is about, man. It's all about, you know, like, wanting to build your empire, whatever you want to do, man. You know what I mean? Like take what you're doing and go to the extent with that shit, man. Go to the top with that shit, man. You know what I mean?
Word, man. That's what's up. Hey, matter of fact, I'm finna spin it. Hey, we rocking with Pose, man, straight out of Philly, you know what I'm saying, on XGFR. And we just finna spin it and come right back, man, to see what else cooking with him. Hold on.
It's Pose, a.k.a. Pose. Hey, yo, I'm right back in it with chromed up in it, dime piece, fair skin it, chick sitting all in it, ball all day. You never did it 5 minutes. I be all over the country, cause Philly told me get it, get it, never drop it. Magic with the profit, like rabbits out the hat, I'm pulling faces out the pocket. That pistol play position, it be waiting on a mission. Always talking with a mouth full of metal ammunition, and yet it's on now. I'ma fuck it up. They only put me down just to watch me rise above. So it's on now. I'ma fuck it up. And the first thing I'ma do, nigga, I'ma build an empire on them. And get DR going and flip the heart on them. I pray for bread only. Build an empire on them. Get it, get out on them until I'm done scoring. I pray for bread only. Build an empire on them. And get DR going and flip the heart on them. I pray for bread only. Build an empire on them. Get it, get out on them until I'm done scoring. I pray for bread only. Hey, yo, dog, I'm a slinger. My pitch nice like some singers. All them rings on my phone, get them rings on my fingers. Hands up like a winner when you copy like a printer. How you tryna be a pro? You be hanging with beginners. I become the disappearer, but to me you just become that nigga. That's the image getting smaller in the mirror. Wanna buy that shit? You better bring a bunch of digits. Don't be coming short unless you bring some bitches that was midgets. And yeah, it's on now. I'ma fuck it up. They only put me down just to watch me rise above. So it's on now, I'ma fuck it up. And the first thing I'ma do, hater, I'ma build an empire on them.
And get DR going and flip the heart on them. I pray for bread only.
Build an empire on them.
Get it, get out on them until I'm done scoring. I pray for bread only.
Build an empire on them.
And get DR going and flip the heart on them. I pray for bread only.
Build an empire on them.
Get it, get out on them until I'm done scoring. I pray for bread only.
Hey, yo, the new Ace Capone, the new Pie Face Tone, the new Guy Fisher, the new Fly Nigga, the new H&IC, I get it incredibly. The new Terry Flannery, I get it with my family. Cause boy, we in the hood with our hands on the Glock. Cause the block doing numbers like hands on a clock, boy. Rubber band rap like hands on my knot. Cause them bands make a dance with her hands on my dot, boy. I'ma build it up, I'ma build it up. I swear, I'ma build that motherfucker up. I'ma build it up, I'ma build it up. I'ma build that motherfucker up.
I'ma build an empire on them. And get DR going and flip the heart on them. I pray for bread only.
Build an empire on them.
Get it, get out on them until I'm done scoring. I pray for bread only.
Build an empire on them.
And get DR going and flip the heart on them. I pray for bread only.
Build an empire on them.
Get it, get out on them until I'm done scoring. I pray for bread only.
What up, y'all? AFR rocking with Pose, man. Straight out of Philly. You know what I'm saying? This guy finished banging his joint empire, you know what I'm saying? Straight cooking, you know what I'm saying? He doing this thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, so who did the beat for the joint, dog?
My man from Philly named R5, man. Thorough Boy, man. He got a couple joints on. He had a couple joints with Meek out there on the last Flame album, and he got a couple of joints with a couple other people. But basically, he a Thorough Boy, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, me and him connected on a couple songs, man, and that was one of the joints right there, man. You know, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, he was working out the cave dead back then, and he was just playing a beast for me. And that's when I came up with that song right there when he first was, like, going into it. Like, we still started fine-tuning it, but at the initial stage, I just was going with that bass line, like, damn, that shit crazy. And we just brought it in from there, like, you know what I'm saying?
Cool, man. That's what's up. Cause that mug is straight up beating, man. So, like, how would you describe, like, your style, you know what I'm saying, your approach to music?
Damn. That's a good question, man. I feel it though, man. My style is just like my life, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I done seen shit. I know a lot of niggas probably seen some of the same shit I seen, but they ain't see everything. And, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's where the story come in at. That's when the, you know, the word plays come in at, and the metaphors and all of that. Because, you know, it's all about what you seeing, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I spent time being down before, man. And I was writing shit, but, like, it was, like, shit for the yard. Like, you know what I'm saying? I put that noodle in a cheat sheet mix type shit. Like, I'm talking about all types of jail shit. And, like, you know what I'm saying? We talking about, yeah, because we wasn't seeing nothing but that. So it was, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's all we had to talk about. But then I come out, I was like, damn, man, you know, the rap's changed. Because now I'm back in the mix, and I'm seeing shit again and all that. So it's, like, you know what I'm saying? It's, like, It come from real life, man. It come from real life situations, man. Like, niggas trying to bubble, man. So, like, you know what I'm saying? We say it, we talk at work. Cause we, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what we about.
Cool, man. That's what's up, man. You know, you coming at it, you know what I'm saying, hard, so you ain't got no choice but to. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? With 2016 right around the corner, you know what I'm saying? How the year going to be looking now? How you plan on ending? Year.
I plan on ending 15 and going into 16.
Yo,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I got
you. Hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I'm saying, like, you said from 15 to 16?
Yeah.
Man, like, yeah, at the end of this year, man, it's nothing but hustle hard, man, push this music. And I believe by the beginning of 16, we're starting a tour. We're going to be on tour from, like, the middle of January or some shit like that. Yeah, we're doing, like, a 20-city tour or some shit like that, 30-city tour or some shit. Like, so, something nice, a little joy and shit. But first, I'm trying to rev up the music, you know, through great outlets. Like, you know, the Tone the Bishop Show, you know what I'm saying? All that y'all doing with the Blog Talk and all of that, man. I'm trying to just, like, you know, rev up, man. Shout out to Reggie Hawkins, man. That's my man. He the program director at Hip Hop Nation, man. He's a nice mentoring force behind me. You know what I'm saying? As I come out here, man. I mean, we got a new relationship, but it's a real tight relationship, man. Built off of real shit, man. So like. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of niggas really with this force field, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? My man Patrick Jones from over at Bad Boy. I got my man Nigel from over at Atlantic, man. It's a lot of niggas, like, really fucking with me, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't really on no shit, like, trying to get signed to bed. We're trying to get signed to bed. But I'm fucking with these niggas for real, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like real shit. Like, they, like, my man, He just put out a whole bunch of albums, man. He just, Nigel from Atlantic Records, he just was like on ham on the album side. He got the new George, Justine Scott, and all them. And he got a couple more heads and shit. And he putting out a Waka album too. So like he in the middle of that. So he doing a lot, man. I get a lot from him just by listening to him talk about his day and shit. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, like, you know, because it's really about business at the end of the day. You feel me? Like, there's a lot of shit behind the scenes that a nigga should be aware of if they going to be in this type of work. You feel me?
Right. Right on, man. Most definitely. So what is, like, some of the things you picked up on the business side of the music industry that a lot of people won't have no idea of, like, once they get into the business?
Man, the biggest thing, man, is relationships, man. Like, for real, because niggas can't vouch for you if they don't understand you, they don't know you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the biggest thing. Like, I say, like, that's like 90% of this damn game. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas got to break into shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the boy, you know, how Big Sean got his damn deal breaking into the damn state radio station with Kanye there. And I'm like, you know, like, that's what niggas need to do. Like, niggas need to, like, get backstage, get the fuck with these niggas, you know, holler at these niggas, like, show them you a real nigga. And at the end of the day, you know, it'll come full circle, because if they don't fuck with you then, at least they'd be like, oh, yeah, I remember, boy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, boy, you talking shit. You feel me? Like, they remember something. If you make it rememberable, like, shit, man, one time I met Jigga, man. And I'm like, man, fuck this. We in the 40-40. I'm like, man, what? You know, I'm like, man, we in the black tie affair. So it's like, it's only his family in there, basically. Like, so everybody in there knows him, like, personally, except me. So I'm like, shit. I'm looking around, and this is the first time. This is Beyonce's first appearance since she had Blue Ivy. It was at the Sean Carter Foundation. It was that night. So I'm like, man, fuck it. I just said, he's sitting next to him, Nas, and Beyonce. I'm like, and he's sitting there busting up with Nas, like, you know, they all into whatever they're talking about. And I'm like, man, you, ho, loud as shit. I go loud, like, yo, ho, turn around, like, I gave that nigga this salute. I'm like, nigga, my name is Pope. So, regardless if you fuck with me or not, from that night, I could always bring, if I ever come back around in full circle, I could bring that up to him, be like, man, remember at the end of the night, he's like, oh, shit, man, that's you. Yeah, because I stopped the whole damn party. Ain't nobody know what was happening. You know, people coming at Beyonce about Blue Ivy and all that shit. So it was like a lot of controversy going on at the time. And for me to be like, oh, out of pocket like that, you know, like Secret Service bulls trying to back me up. And you know, I say that shit was crazy, man. But them niggas gonna remember that shit. You feel me? I'm like, shit, man. You got to. You feel me?
Right, so enough, man. That would be something, though, you know what I'm saying, because most definitely, he definitely going to remember, you know what I'm saying, once y'all link up or something like that, so that was good.
Right, that's, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you gotta take a risk, you know what I'm saying? You never know.
You got to, man. Cops was telling me the whole time, no, man, don't do that. Don't say nothing to it. I'm like, no, I got to do it. I'm telling this for the whole time. I got to. There's no
point in that. Man, that's what's up, man. So, man, like, if folks want to book you or something like that, or follow you on Twitter, or hit you up on social media, like, how can they get at you?
Hey, everything, man. Twitter, Instagram, at The Real Post. Like, Facebook is kind of like, you know what I say, like, personal shit. And I got a lot of people on Facebook, but it's Posolini on Facebook. But they sent me a friend request, and I dig through their shit. I like them. I had to delete somebody, but it's cool. I delete somebody who don't be talking to me no more or some shit and go ahead and add them on the book. But basically, the best thing is the gram and the Twitter, man, because, like, it's at The Real Pose, man. Like, you know what I mean? Nothing artificial about it. Pose is P-O-Z-E. Push O-Z is easy. That's the pose. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is, man. And, you know, go to the gram. I be doing all types of shit, man. I got to join hashtag Switch Whips. Like, every week we in something new, showing off the, like, the fucking interior of this shit or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, interesting shit. It ain't just only music, you feel me? Like, I got little white girl rappers and shit that I swear they going to be the next little fucking Nicki Minaj's or some shit. These bitches is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, they young, but they got their hood in them. Like, they got that, like, they really live in it. You know what I mean? They just be talking right. That shit. And I be putting them on there sometimes. Like, you know what I'm saying? It just be a lot of shit, man. I be with different niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so it'd be like, you know, that shit always won't be entertainment. For real, for real.
Straight up, man.
So, yeah, what's go up, to that man? Gram and that Twitter, man. You know what I'm saying? Get all that shit, man.
Sure enough, man. I just can't wait to hear some more fire from you, man, in the future, man. And you always got a spot over here, and we got you, bro. Word.
Hey, that's good looking, my nigga, man. Can I fuck with y'all heavy, bitch?
Sure
you
enough,
know what I'm saying?
Big shout-out to Kelly, too. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to Kelly. You know what I'm saying? Rocking with me.
Oh, yeah. Kelly Star, my manager, yeah.
So shout-out to her, man. Shout-out to everybody that's been tuning, man. Yo,
oh,
go
yeah,
ahead,
hell
bro.
Yeah. No, I was
cool,
gonna say,
man,
like, yeah, my people, yeah, we a big deal, man. Like, some people be trying to say, like, you know, like it just be like polls. I'm like, no, man, like it'd be like people connected, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Kelly is a driving force, man. I got, you know, Lindsay a driving force, man. I got motherfucking Swain a driving force. Like, it's a lot of niggas behind it, but you know, Kelly's a big part of how Pose is coming about, you know what I'm saying, and getting through this thing, man, because, like, niggas need to, niggas, like, managers is like mouth, is like a lawyer, man, like, they got to plead your case for you sometimes, you feel me, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You need
showing
that
up.
Shit, man.
Showing up, gotta have a strong team, man, gotta have one.
Yeah, you got to.
So that's what's
it's
up, man.
It's a machine, man.
Show enough, man. I just can't wait, man, to hear more heat from you, man. And whenever you get some new singles or something, man, just email them through and I'll spit them on the air. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I got you, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Hell
so that's
yeah.
How we rocking. So shout out to everybody that's been listening. I'm finna bang out Empire some more. Y'all can come back and listen to the show. You know what I'm saying? And this post, you know what I'm saying? Poe, straight out of Philly,
yeah.
Rocking, you know what I'm saying? And just giving y'all a little bit of game, whether y'all was listening that deep or not, but he was giving y'all some game. You got to take a risk, I heard. You know what I'm saying? So
definitely.
That's what's up, man. So peace, God bless, man. Keep doing your thing, man, and we got you over here, bro. All
right, bro. Good luck, man. Peace.
Show enough.
It's Poe,
a.k.a. Poe.
Hey, yo, I'm right back in it. With chrome ducks in it. Dime piece, fair skin it. Sit, sitting all in it. Ball all day. You never did it 5 minutes. I be all over the country, cause Philly told me get it, never drop it. Magic with the profit, like rabbits out the hat, I'm pulling faces out the pocket. That pistol play position, it be waiting on a mission. Always talking with a mouth full of metal ammunition, and yeah, it's on now. I'ma fuck it up. They only put me down just to watch me rise above. So it's on now. I'ma fuck it up. And the first thing I'ma do, nigga, I'ma build an empire on them.
And get the yard going and flip the heart on them. I pray for bread only.
Build an empire on them.
Get it, get out on them until I'm done scoring. I pray for bread only.
Build an empire on them.
And get the yard going and flip the heart on them. I pray for bread only.
Build an empire on them.
Get it, get out on them until I'm done scoring. I pray for bread only.
Hey, yo, dog, I'm a slinger. My pitch nice like some singers. All them rings on my phone, get them rings on my fingers. Hands up like a winner, when you copy like a printer. How you tryna be a pro? You be hanging with beginners. I become the disappearer, but to me you just become that nigga. That's the image, getting smaller in the mirror. Wanna buy that shit, you better bring a bunch of digits. Don't be coming short unless you bring some bitches out with midgets. And yeah, it's on now. I'ma fuck it up. They only put me down just to watch me rise above. So it's on now. I'ma fuck it up. And the first thing I'ma do,
hater, I'ma build an empire on them.
And get the yard going and flip the heart on them. I pray for bread only.
Build an empire on them.
Get it, get out on them until I'm done scoring. I pray for bread only.
Build an empire on them.
And get the yard going and flip the heart. I pray for bread only.
Build an empire on them.
Get it, get out on them until I'm done scoring. I pray for bread only.
Hey, yo, the new Ace Capone, the new Pie Face Stone, the new Guy Fisher, the new Fly Nigga, the new H&IC, I get it incredibly. The new Terry Flannery, I get it with my family. Cause boy, we in the hood with our hands on the Glock. Cause the block doing numbers like hands on a clock. Boy, rubber band rap like hands on my knot. Cause them bands make a dance with her hands on my top. Boy, I'ma build it up. I'ma build it up. I swear, I'ma build that motherfucker up. I'ma build it up. I'ma build it up. I'ma build that motherfucker up.
I'ma build an empire on them.
And get the yard going and flip the heart on them. I pray for bread only.
Build an empire on them.
Get it, get out on them until I'm done scoring. I pray for bread only.
Build an empire on them.
And get the yard going and flip the heart on them. I pray for bread only.
Build an empire on them.
Get it, get out on them until I'm done scoring. I pray for bread only.
Fuck them niggas. For my neck, boy, the mother, come down. For my neck, no, fuck the mother, niggas. For my neck, boy, die. For my neck, boy, fuck the mother, niggas. Fuck the mother, niggas.
Down to squeeze the trigger, that's why I'm down for my motherfucking niggas.